Chapter 21.
What did I just agree to?
I hissed at Clara as Jazz prepared the brand. She said it'd be about 15 minutes before her hearth was hot enough. We sat outside the tin can building. Madam Throb parked out of earshot, sitting in the main street, keeping an eye on us. She talked quietly with passing groundlings. It appeared she was telling everyone I'd agreed to this sacrament thing. Their looks of disgust turned to adoration. A few even waved at me before they continued on their way.
Okay, so do you remember when I was telling you about Paulo? He was a Mexican guy, lived in Tucson, Arizona in the real world. Had a thing for teenage boys.
Yeah, the cannibal. He said he was like Frank. He quit because he wanted everyone to be human. His consumable was his real-life next-door neighbor.
It's the guy. He played a groundling. I was there when he first signed up for the game. Anatoly brought me with him for his orientation. This was early last season.
How long have you been in here, anyway? She'd mentioned earlier that this current season had been running for a year and a half. But she hadn't said how long she'd been here before that. She ignored the question.
Whenever someone joins the game for the first time, they have to go through a long training sequence that teaches them how to play. It's different for each race. For the Fae, I woke up in the bed, and I had my little sister show me around, teaching me how to buy and sell at merchants, pick plants, use my menus, cast spells, and so forth. Eventually, we went to the woods, and I performed a ritual where I received my first familiar. Anatoly pulled me out early the second time, though, so I never got one this season. I named him Maxie, my familiar. I miss him.
Yeah, it was the same with me. I was with my cousin, but Anatoly grabbed me almost right away.
I don't know what happens with you worm surgeon guys. Probably something disgusting. There's lots of that in this game. It's why nobody played it. Some of this stuff is really beyond the pale. Anyway, Anatoly always lets the new clients work all the way through the introduction part of the game, so they knew how to play. The groundlings have an underground neighborhood in Medina. It's pretty similar to this place, though there isn't that bizarre badger head in the middle. So Anatoly brought me down there to meet Paulo. I sat back and watched him go through the whole tutorial. It ends with him performing the sacrament on Hedora. Hedora is a day of the week. It's their Sunday. He had to perform it on some humanoid demon they had tied up.
We paused as an elderly groundling rushed up and grabbed my hand.
Thank you.
He patted Banksy on the head, then rushed away. So what is the sacrament? I watched the old groundling disappear into a building across the street.
I'm getting there. Like I said earlier, groundlings worship their kaiju like a god. They believe that when they die, they get into a special heaven where there's only their kind and badgers, I guess. I don't know. It's weird. But anyway, performing the sacrament is like being baptized. You can only get into heaven once the sacrament is performed. It's very, very important to them. You can't do the ceremony until you're old enough. So most groundling families worry that something bad will happen to their kids before they can do it. That's why my offer worked. The game put the kid in there on purpose as a way to get you to be able to buy stuff you can't afford.
But why me? Why can't we go out there and capture a demon? She waved her hand.
Oh, I'm sure that's what you're really supposed to do. But neither of us are strong enough yet to capture one. When we watched Paulo go through the ceremony, the cleric said this was the last demon they had locked up for this purpose. They would have to go out and grab more. Alternatively, they could also use practitioners of resurrection magic. There's probably a groundling-only quest where you gotta go around kidnapping NPC worm surgeons and leechers and sneak them back to a temple without getting caught so the child groundlings can make their way to heaven.
She paused, eyeing me apologetically. I felt terrible anticipation, like I stood at the bottom of a cliff that was about to fall on top of me. Tell me what it is.
Okay. So it's called amplification. I watched Paulo perform it a couple of times because he kept screwing up the ceremony and having to restart. Groundlings think their souls need a sort of invisible brand to get into heaven. This brand is inside of demons. And you resurrection guys too, I guess. Groundlings can only get this brand by cutting it out of a still-breathing demon. The moment the demon dies, the brand goes away. The problem is, each demon is different, and the brand is hidden in one of, I don't know, It's like 50 different places. And you don't actually know when you've received the brand. So the only way to be sure is to release all 50 areas. Doing this is called the Sacrament of Amplification.
I looked at her, horrified. So, they're going to start lopping off my body parts while I'm still alive?
It's a little worse than that. A cleric paralyzes you. They bisect each section. Everything they cut remains attached to your body. They start with your toes.
She made a chopping motion.
They cut each one in half lengthwise, so it's still attached to your foot. They have this ceremonial blade that's like a laser exacto knife. It cuts the bones perfectly in half. So your 5 toes on each foot becomes 10 toes on each foot. Then they cut your foot in half, then the fingers, then the hand, then the leg below the knee.
She wrapped her arms around herself.
The guys, the penis gets sliced in half. The testicles are each cut, then the nose, then ears get cut, the eyelids, lips. Each individual tooth in your mouth gets sliced, and your tongue, the tips of the nipples. Each eyeball is cut in half near the end. The whole time, a group of clerics are casting spells to make sure you don't die before the ceremony is over. If the groundling makes a mistake, they cast a spell to heal you completely, and the ceremony starts over. It ends with them folding you into a flower shape, something that'd be otherwise impossible if you were all intact. Then they cut out your heart.
I didn't say anything for several moments. My hands shook. Across the street, another groundling in a mech clanked by, waving at me. Why would they put something like this in the game? That's sick! I refuse to believe they'd program something like this in.
There are dozens of ways to get tortured in this game. You know the Caduceus race? Those lizard-headed guys? There's a quest they have to do where they get their skin peeled off and then they get dipped in acid over and over again until they reform a new coating of blisters. The whole process takes like a week, and then they have to peel the blisters all off by hand. Anatoly told me that in single-player mode, most of these torture events happened via cutscene. In co-op mode, you are supposed to get logged out during these events. You're not supposed to actually experience them, even if you had your sensation setting up. You can watch, but that's it. The third-person scenes were one of the first things Anatoly took out when he tweaked the game. It's also why some of this stuff is so hard to figure out. You get a new weapon, there's a cutscene tutorial that shows off how to use it, but they're all gone now, so you're on your own.
So when I get tortured, I have to just sit there and take it?
Yep. But?
This is too much. This is too much.
Let me be very clear with you. There is no way that is going to happen. And fuck you for even suggesting it.
It was the only thing I could think of. But listen.
We can leave. We can try to find another village.
I am not going back out there. Not with Jank prowling around. He knows we're here. He's looking for us.
My mind kept going back to the thought of the knife slicing my penis in half. And my tongue. My eyes. Jesus. That's worse than the death sequence. I don't know what he did, but it can't be worse than that.
You don't know anything. You could be amplified for a week straight, with the sensation setting turned up to 200, and it wouldn't be a pinprick compared to what he can do. I would torture you, your wife, and your precious daughter 1,000 times over if that's what it takes to make sure he doesn't get his hands on me again.
I watched her mouth something, and I realized she was counting backward. I was taken aback, shocked into silence. She eased herself back into a sitting position. Banksy put his massive head in her lap. She started to pet him. She looked at me.
As I was saying before, we're getting the brands. We're getting the surgery. The ceremony isn't for 2 days after that. We're gonna have to kill ourselves. but you're not going to actually have to go through with it. Christ, Duke. I wouldn't do that.
I started to relax. Of course. We could always get away. The death sequence was terrible. Horrific. But it sounded like a damn paper cut compared to the sacrament. But then I thought back to her outburst. I'd never told her who it was on the other side of the screen. She'd never seen. She'd pretended in the beginning to have not known. But she must have. Maybe she could have guessed. But I didn't think so. She knew way more about this place and the people here than she was letting on. But her fear of Cenk? That was real. I was certain. You couldn't fake that.
She's the one who picked you,
Smash South had said. She'd had an excuse. But was that true? Why were you there?
What do you mean?
When Anatoly visited Paolo, why did he bring you?
They always get a starter consumable to make sure this is something they're really interested in. It takes a lot of money and effort to get a consumable into the game. That was my job, to ease them in.
Yeah, but didn't he like boys? And wasn't he a cannibal?
Yeah. A stick right up the keister. He spins you over a flame. He told me he even stuck a fucking apple in their mouth. I'm not so sure he ever did anything in real life. Those cannibal guys are usually all talk. Anyway, it was pretty rare that I met the proper demographic. Anatoly used it as a marketing technique.
Now, just imagine if you were cooking and eating a sweet boy.
He never did meet that promise, though. Paolo was pissed when that kid came in here and he had fucking fairy wings. I ended up going to Smash South after that. In his case, I was what he was looking for, so I stayed with him.
He said you liked it.
No, he wanted someone who liked it. He wanted a strong, assertive consumable who would still succumb to him. People like that don't really exist, so it became my job. I did not...
The door swung open, and Jazz stuck her head out.
The brand is ready.